Okay, so good morning, everybody, and continuing on in our discussion, coming to the end of Perek Aleph for the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin. So we've been discussing the minimum requirements for Sanhedrin Ketana. So we said there's a population requirement of Me'ev Esrim, and then we talked about a complicated halach in the Rambam where it sounds like there were some Girsha issues, there's the Bavli and the Tosefta, but basically the Rambam felt that at minimum you needed somebody who was Rai Lahoro Sululamid Bechalatara Kula, what he calls Echad Yodei Ladaber, the Echad Yodei Lishmoa, and then the Rambam spoke about different levels of Sanhedrin in terms of the minimum, and then Sanhedrin Chachma, at least four such individuals. So again, the Rambam has established a baseline for what qualifies for a Sanhedrin Ketanim. Another Rambam, and this is based on the Mishnah and Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Zayin, says the following: Kol Sanhedrin Ketana Moshivin Lifneim Shalosh Shura Shal Tamidei Chachamim Bechol Shura Shura Esrim B'Shalosh Ish, so 69 total. Shura Rishona Krova LeSanhedrin, Shura Shnia Lamata Himeno, Shlishis Lamata Himeno, right, moving away from the actual Sanhedrin. Rashi points out in the Mishnah, it's interesting, right, the Talmidim are Yoshin Al-Gabe Karaka, and the Sanhedrin itself is Al-Gabe Self Salim. Another distinction would be, as Rashi points out there in the Mishnah, and is Meduyak in the Rambam as well, right, that each row of 23, which the Rambam refers to as Shuros, they sort of match the choreography of the Sanhedrin of a Chatzi Goren. So it does appear that way from the Rambam. Shur Bishona Krovel Sanhedrin, Shur Shnei Lamata Himena, Shlishis Lamata Himena, V'chol Shur Bishura Yoshin Ba Lefi Ma'alasan Bechachma. And so, the Or Sameach points out, this is based on the general principle, Bechachma, B'yeshiva rather, Holchana Achara Chachma. And then the Rambam states the following. He does not elaborate on what the actual Metzias is, but Rashi does. Im Lechachu Sanhedrin. So if the Sanhedrin is in dispute, so, that's why we have an odd number to begin with. So what would be the problem? So Rashi says, this falls back to the issue of Lo Si Achrei Rabim L'Ra'os. If it's 12 versus 11, L'Chayiv, so that's not enough. So it's, in a certain sense, what we would call like a hung jury. But you're not going to call them mistrials, so you just start adding people to the Sanhedrin. And you can add, as Rashi notes there, all the way up till Shivim. So Im Nechaku HaSanhedrin, V'Hutzu L'Smoch Echad L'Hosev Al Minyanin Sochin Min Arishona Gadol Sheba, V'Arishon Shebeshura Shnia Ba V'Yoshe B'Sof Shura Arishona. So you have this kind of a dominoes effect, where you're Somech on the spot, right? The sort of the guy who's waiting to be called up, L'Havdil from AAA, he's ready to be called up. He's sitting in the front row in the first seat, and okay, so he's on, and now everybody moves over a seat. There's kind of like this frame shift, right? So then, when you do the math, right, that means then in the third row, now there's an empty seat. Kidei l'malos chasrona, v'arishon shebishlishis ba v'yoshe b'sov shurishniya, u'borin l'hanachar mishar ha'kohol, right, now you're going to promote somebody, who's a promising young Talmud to be the last guy in the last row. You got to start somewhere. V'moshivin oso b'sov shurishlishis, v'chein im tzarchol l'smoch, so this is the choreography. So here what the Rambam is doing, again, based on the Mishnah, is sort of plugging everything back in, in terms of the way that it functions, plugging everything back in to, the Kahal and the interaction between the Sanhedrin and the Kahal itself. The fact that you have this kind of, what I call a permeable membrane between the general society and the Sanhedrin. So, again, working your way from the Beis Hamikdash, you have the Sanhedrin Gedola, then you have Al Pesach Hazara, then you have Petach Har Habayis, and then you have Kol Ir Shabi Yisrael, that qualifies of a Sanhedrin Ketana, and then you have a Bezdin Shol Shalosh and any ear altogether. They don't necessarily have to be in the Shar. But there's this, dynamic interplay, what I always call like a dialectic from the top down and from the bottom up. So here's a situation where you have, individuals who can integrate from the into the Sanhedrin in a, I think, particularly meaningful way, when the Sanhedrin itself isn't able to resolve a case, especially Lo Si Achrei Rabim L'Ra'os, when you need a majority, L'Chayiv. So there's a way, there's a mechanism in place, Borin L'Hanachar Mishar HaKalim, Boshivin Oso B'Sof, Shura Shlishis, right? Echad Mishar HaKahal. The point is that, we can trust Klal Yisrael to be producing people of quality. So in a certain sense, the Sanhedrin, right, they're guiding the people and they're directing the people, and Al Pi HaTorah Yerucha, That's on the one hand. And then on the other hand, you know, there's a little bit from the bottom up too, because the Sanhedrin sometimes gets stuck according to their rules of engagement. And what's needed is an echad mishara kal to be able to be mashlim the Sanhedrin, which come to a machlokas, and to help the Sanhedrin, you know, sort of out of the morass, as it were, until we can generate a proper majority, either lezakos or lechayiv.